Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day.
Hey, mamas. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Beck Miesmer, and today I will be reading Set Your House in Order by Leslie Leonard. Let's pray. Awesome Father, I thank you for this mama who's tuning in today, who's taking time to nourish her soul. I pray that you would bless her abundantly. We ask that you would open up our eyes to see and our ears to hear where you're working and highlight the things that you have for us to learn today. We just invite you into this space. We say, come Holy Spirit and have your way here in this place. In Jesus' name, amen. Our scripture for today comes from Psalm chapter 16, verse 8, from the ESV version. I have set the Lord always before me. Because he is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. E. Stanley Jones said, if you don't surrender to Christ, you surrender to chaos. I can imagine the scene when Jesus arrived in Jerusalem. I wish I was sitting on one of the city walls watching the scene from above, taking in the hustle and bustle of the day. People gathering in the streets, waving palm branches and shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. As Jesus rides by on a donkey. See John chapter 12, verse 13. What a day for celebration. Although this time seemed celebratory, Jesus immediately sat with his disciples and others to teach. He was getting his house in order before his departure. Starting in chapter 12, verse 35, we read, Then Jesus said to them, A little while longer, the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness overtake you. He who walks in darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke and departed and was hidden from them. These are the last words of Jesus' public ministry. He refers to himself as the light. Like a candle or a flashlight gives light in a darkened room, Jesus Christ gives us a lighted path in our lives, and we are to walk with him in confidence. Without him, our vision is dim, our path unclear. We are told to believe in the light. If we maintain hope and faith, we can continually hone our character to become more Christ-like. If we as believers do not have our spiritual house in order, we live life in chaos. We allow the world to rule our lives instead of God. A simple rule to follow is God, husband, children, job, and then everything else. Until you choose to put God first, you will never feel at ease or at peace in your life. While faith is a gift from God, we are commanded to be watchful and stand firm in the faith. See 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13. We are to nurture our relationship with God by seeking him. The scripture, the Holy Spirit, the gospel, creation itself, all reveal God's character, heart, and plan. Follow the light he has provided and become sons of light. Here are some great ways to strengthen your faith. Pray every day. This does not have to be a very long prayer. Just take a few minutes and thank God for all he has done for you and turn over any issues you might be facing in your life. James 5:16 tells us, "The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective." Establish a regular quiet time. Read the Bible, meditate, and look for ways to apply what you have learned. If you have small children, Maybe set your alarm an hour earlier so you can have that time alone before they get up for the day. Make the sacrifice. When we seek God first, we will be blessed. See Matthew 6, verse 33. Psalm 46:10 tells us, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." Attend a small group or Sunday school class. We are called to fellowship with other believers, and a small group in your church is a great start. If you currently are not attending a church, make a list of a few you have been meaning to check out and go this Sunday. Matthew 18, verse 20 tells us, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am among them." Finally, memorize scripture. Commit to memorizing one new verse each week. 2 Timothy 3:16 tells us, "All scripture is breathed out by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, and for training in righteousness." By taking the time to build your biblical foundation, you will become more spiritually sound. I know your relationship with the Lord will grow deeper and your life will be blessed. Will you join me in choosing to set our spiritual houses in order? A question to ponder today. Do you take time to talk to God? It's easy and it's just like talking to your best friend, except that He loves you more than anyone else on the face of the earth. God always has the time for you and never tires of hearing your voice. Some faith-filled ideas for today are: pray aloud with your husband every night this week. Take turns praying blessings over your home and family. Lift up your concerns and burdens and turn them over to the Lord. Be vulnerable in front of your spouse and the Lord. Praying together can be intimate and bring you closer as a couple if you allow yourselves to be vulnerable. Praying aloud is an intimate act. It allows you to be vulnerable in front of other people. Allow that vulnerability to bring you closer as a couple. Another idea is to set up a quiet time basket. Gather your notebooks, devotion books, Bibles, favorite pens, and note cards. Keep them together in a portable basket, something with handles. This way, you can have your quiet time anywhere, anytime. As moms, we have to be flexible and prepared when a quiet moment happens. My moments often come when my girls are playing outside. I can grab my basket, sit at the patio table, and spend some time with Jesus. Some good truths from Leslie today. As I was reading this study in preparation for our time here today, I was not only struck by the fact that Leslie highlighted how Jesus was setting His house in order, I was also reminded about the importance of keeping our own house in order through the simple rule that she highlighted: God, husband, children, job, and everything else. I know that you probably struggle like me to keep your own house in order, because oftentimes our homes can feel like chaotic places, whether it's because kids are fighting, you're having trouble getting along with your spouse because of communication issues and unmet expectations, or simply because you're really, really busy and the house kind of explodes around you. We've all experienced that, and I, for one, definitely understand that feeling. But I want to encourage you, don't lose heart. Plug into Jesus and rely on the Holy Spirit to fill you every day, pouring out His wisdom, His peace, His joy, and His love into your spirit so that you radiate His peace, His presence, and His love and joy on your family and those in your sphere of influence. I can't encourage you enough to implement some of the ideas that Leslie shared about being in prayer and in His Word every day with regular quiet times, and Attending a small group or a Sunday school class is life to you and to your family. My family has joined with a few other families from church, and we, along with our children, get together on Sunday nights and read through God's Word one chapter at a time. We discuss it as a group and we pray for one another. And that has been so encouraging to not only my husband and I, but to each of our children who have friends in the group. Be bold and ask somebody if they want to form a small group if there's not one available at your church. You'll be surprised at the way the Lord works in that. And then, of course, memorizing scripture is also so imperative to growing as a supernatural mama. If we are not committing scripture to memory, it's harder to formulate prayers, and it's impossible to know the truths of God if we're not committing them to memory, and it's impossible to know His character if we're not reading about Him and committing those attributes to memory through scripture memorization. And so don't be discouraged. Tape a sticky note to your mirror, right on your bathroom mirror, with a dry erase marker or a wet erase marker with the scriptures that you're working on. These are really simple ways to repeat and repeat and repeat the truths of God's Word to be encouraged every single day. And I want to encourage you, because sometimes I get discouraged when I miss a day and I forget to start the day with time in God's Word and time in prayer. Just remember, there is no condemnation for those who are rooted in Christ Jesus. And so if you forget, don't lose heart. Don't beat yourself up for it, because that's exactly where the enemy wants you to be, is to be feeling guilt and feeling shame over things like that. Instead, just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help you continue your routines and jump right back in with time in His Word, just like you're doing right now. Even by listening to this podcast, you are spending time with Jesus. And so well done, Mama. Good job. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this sweet sister in Christ who took time out of her day to press in and spend time with you. I pray that you would bless her week. I pray that you would open up her eyes to see and her ears to hear where you're working in her and in her family so that she can cooperate with your plans. I thank you so much for the way that you are growing her in deeper and deeper relationship, not only with you, but with her family. We are speaking that out in faith, and we are affirming that your plans for her are wonderful and your plans are far and beyond what she can imagine for her family. We bind the spirit of discouragement over her in Jesus' mighty name and lose the spirit of time management and peace over her. I pray that you would help her to order her day with a heart of wisdom and establish regular routines to feed her spirit and to establish her spirit through the power of your Holy Spirit at work in her. I pray that courage would rise up in she and her family to attend a small group and to plug into a church community if they're not there. I pray that you would guide them to the right community just for them. And I pray that they would feel filled by other believers, just as they are filled by you, Lord Jesus. And I pray that you would maximize her time memorizing scripture and reading your word so that she feels like your word is watering her spirit and she springs forth like a beautiful fountain on all those she encounters. I praise you and I thank you for her. And I praise you and I thank you for this time here together today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us, sweet mama. We love you.